Well, you made a mistake.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Not the gun, and when it comes to trouble with my mind, I overcome the chaos and confusion, cause you know I'm not the one. And when it comes to respect, yeah, give me
air,
some.
Bud.
So you weak whack, knick knack, tick tack, get back. I got the
that's Bud Bundy rapping.
It's awful.
It's as bad as I thought it would be.
And when it comes to kitty cats, I gotta have
the kitty. And when it comes to kitty cats, I gotta have the kitty. I have what? Bud, stop it. Don't.
In terms of Mount Rushmore hip hop artists of all time, would you place him over Boom Boom?
What was the dude? Little.
I gotta say, I did not see that coming. That was hilarious.
That was great. What was the other one we had? The guy that died just in the last six. Little Peep? Little Peep.
Was it Lil Peep?
Yeah, was that the guy that had the tattoos on his face? Yeah, the white guy looks like Eminem.
I think it was.
I don't even know if I would put him above MC Scat Cat on the Paula Abdul song. I don't even think Bud Bundy can out-rap MC Scat Cat.
Next week's Way Back Wednesday.
You know what I'm talking about? Opposites
from
Attract?
Yeah.
I don't even think he's better than that.
Next week's Way Back Wednesday is songs that Bud sampled in all of his raps. We're going to make sure we get those in.
Oh, that's bad. Because I got the kitty cat. Blip, 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 blip.
Need some all respect. Right. Can I get some?
All right, Bud. Settle down. Just go back to touching your sister inappropriately.
Ouch.
On the show. On the show. Ouch. On the show. I'm not accusing him of anything else.
Larry's got a question, wants to get in here. Larry, what's up?
Yeah, how y'all doing? I've been hearing it all morning on ESPN about LeBron and going to go to state, but how much pressure would that be for them to win? Just imagine you have all that talent and lose. I'll hang up and listen.
Can you imagine them losing, though, Larry? I don't think that that's one of those scenarios. Of course, they're going to lose some games. I think the biggest question mark is health. If you put Steph Curry, LeBron James, and Kevin Durant on the same team, and all you had to trade was Iguodala and Klay Thompson, so that means you still have Draymond Green
if
to play
defense. If you
keep
Draymond, that's big.
Then it's just a matter of health. And I tell you what, you could take it a step further. Even if LeBron got hurt for the year, do you still like the Warriors' chances with Durant, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green?
Yep.
Then I don't see what the... I wouldn't be worried about that at all.
I don't think there's anything to worry about. And I don't think any of them had anything to worry about in the past with pressure. I mean, LeBron took on the Warriors 1 year basically virtually by himself.
By himself,
with all the injuries. So I don't think he worries about pressure. I mean, obviously Kevin Durant had pressure last year because he had to try and live up to the fact that he made the decision he made. But the year before, he had more to live up to because of the fact that they crapped the bed in Game 7 in a 3-1 lead over the team that ended up...
He went all James Harden.
Yeah. So, I mean... I don't think pressure has anything to do with it. I think it's cowardly if LeBron jumps ship and joins them.
That's just a super team on steroids. That's just not even
fair.
And
I also think it's really, really crappy to Klay Thompson. Because Klay Thompson, who early on was second fiddle.
Although,
he was Robin to Batman with Curry. And all of a sudden...
He's fourth.
Then he's fourth because
then he's trade bait.
KD, then when Draymond's emergence, then he kind of is shuffled off to Buffalo. Even though that's why I even said, from an all-star perspective, I'm not sure you put him on the team. But the fact of the matter is, he's still a hell of a player. But now thanks for all you've done for us. By the way, here's your ticket to Cleveland with a bunch of crap. We're going to take LeBron instead.
Mm. Amos said the LeBron story came from the Warriors, according to Stephen A. No one from the Cavs or LeBron has said anything about it. It just said, from what I saw, it just said NBA sources. So it could be LeBron's agent. It could be the Warriors. It could be somebody trying to drive up the price. I mean, you don't know who it could come from.
NBA sources.
If Stephen A. says anything, I'm not so sure I'm believing what he says all the time, because he is definitely a big LeBron guy.
He could tell you the biggest lie in the world, but if he screams it, there are people that would believe it.
Yeah.
Because he's adamant. But look, the most interesting thing you said, Barry, was NBA sources. You know why?
Because it could be anybody.
No, think about this. It's Super Bowl week.
Oh,
all the attention is on football and the Super Bowl. But all of a sudden, everyone's talking about this deal. If you want to talk about how to manipulate a marketing machine, you throw something like this out there and you watch all the attention of sports across America go to focus on this rather than the Eagles and the Patriots and Brady and Foles and everything else.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, we've talked about it, and every show on this station and every other station is talking about it. And I did recall while we were at Cowboys and Indians today, they had Stephen A. on the TV, and he starts off by saying, LeBron James, if you go to the Cleveland, you know, or to the Golden State Warriors, it tarnishes your legacy forever and this, that. And I still, even if Stephen A. comes out and says that and that there's no proof that his – I don't believe what Stephen A. says. I'm not buying what he's selling. I think he would say anything to get a reaction, even if he doesn't believe it.
And look, I just think Chris Haynes went over there, found three or four sources that he's used in the past, and then he was able to throw up content and put out a report on ESPN. What I think.
But anybody's a source, Nick. You cover the Rockets on a daily basis. I could come to you one day and say, hey, Nick, I want you to look me in the eye right now and tell me the Rockets are considering trading James Harden for LeBron James. And if it came out of your mouth, I would come on the air and go, if I was one of these guys, and go,
and
hey,
you're not
my sources
fault.
Are telling me, and they are close to the NBA, they are telling me that the Rockets are contemplating a move, James Harden for LeBron James.
And that would be considered a responsible report on your behalf if you did that. And that's the problem what I have with some of these reports. I'm not saying that's not a bad report.
But you manipulated it.
It's not really. It's considered, or it's become acceptable. But back in the day when reporters, and God, I'm probably going to get in trouble, but I don't care. Back in the day when people broke news and had integrity when they did it, they would validate it through several sources. Nowadays, with bloggers and guys that just have an internet connection and the need to be in the media, even though they're not even qualified to do so, but they think, oh, well, I got a blog, I'm a media guy, they'll say anything because they don't have to validate, they don't validate it with their sources. I'm telling you, there are guys that will print things that have no idea. They're just making it up. And all you have to do is say, a source told me. What was your source? Not going to tell you. It's that easy.
Yeah. There's no question about it. Look, there was a writer in Philadelphia today that broke a story about Aaron Hernandez and the fact that what it really shows is the Patriots have no concern with people's lives or anything else, just winning. And it was like completely bogus. And then finally, some of the national websites were blowing this thing up, going, this guy had no credibility. He didn't have any reason. He didn't even go into detail on it. It was a headline grab. And then he kind of bounced around the issue that he actually brought up in the headline. Then they changed the headline. They caught him doing that. But the other thing that really kind of chaps my ass, especially in this market, but all over the place, is you get, because of all the things we talk about, what social media has brought in, everybody and cell phones, and everybody's a reporter. But the thing that really bothers me is, are you a fan or are you a writer? Because if you're a writer covering the team and you want to be taken seriously, be objective. Because you can be bought and you're too naive in the case of the writers, quote unquote, and the bloggers. And Nick, you know who I'm talking about in some regards because we've talked about it in the past. That want to blame the officials every night when the Rockets don't play well. Some nights they just don't play well.
You leave Kurt Lowe out of this.
No, it's not Kurt Lowe either. But then they want to talk about every game, how they're excited, and they start using the we card instead of just writing about the Rockets.
Listen, if you're out there and you are reading a guy that says we, you should stop reading that guy. Exactly. He's not even qualified.
You know, just find that in the blogging.
If Daryl Morey and Tad Brown are taking you to dinner and throwing parties, it's not because they want to get to know you better. It's because they want to put you in their back pocket, so when they need you, they got you. And in the meantime, they know you're a fan, not a guy that's going to be objective. When something comes out negative, you're going to go, yeah, those are my guys. I don't want to really sell them out.
I don't get invited to those parties.
No, a lot of people don't.
Isn't that crazy?
I do not get invited to those parties.
But the guys that do think they're special. No, you're just targeted.
Yeah.
There's a big difference.
We have people texting in words they can't say.
Yeah.
And you and I both agreed that Worcestershire
is a tough one.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, I struggled with that one. I'm not even going to
say
it. No.
Say it.
I did that for
quickly.
Like a whole segment last time.
Say it.
I can't.
Go.
Worcestershire.
Oh, boy.
Also, asterisk.
Asterisk?
Nope.
Is there an S on the end of it?
Yeah, asterisk.
It's spelled with an S, but I've always thought you pronounce it without it.
I say asterisk, but I think it's asterisk.
I say asterisk as well.
I think it's asterisk. I think it's that doesn't sound right.
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
Now that I'm saying it, it doesn't sound
asterisk.
Right.
Asterisk.
Oh, there is the asterisk. The end. Suck it.
Asterisk.
Suck it, Worcestershire.
I've never heard anybody.
I haven't heard anybody say asterisk. It like that. It sounds different. It sounds dirty.
What about when people say Earl instead of oil? Is your checker oral?
You say Dale instead of Dell.
I say, yeah, I do mess that up.
Yeah.
Heath from Galveston. My fiance can't say Hitchcock. She adds an A in there and says Hitchcock.
That's something they do in their spare time.
That is right. And then several people, including Lamont and somebody on the text line, said that bro man from the fifth floor on Martin was from Galveston. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I saw Kevin Joseph tweet that at you as well. So yeah, I guess
KG did. Yeah, I didn't. Or KG, yeah. I had no idea he was from Galveston. Somebody's calling out a guy in this I'll read the text.
Look, I want to hear.
If I'll diss us, we should diss everybody. Adam Clanton is the biggest damn homer in this city. The Rockets and Astros can't do any wrong with that guy.
Go back a couple years.
I was going to say, isn't
before
he the one
got
that
put
called
on the
James
air
Harden?
To try and fill in and do my stuff, which he doesn't do well. Before he got called in to do that job, he had every dirty name in the book for James Harden as a stat grabber and a this and that of a person and everything like that. Go back and check that.
He did say nasty things about Harden at one point.
Yeah, and all of a sudden,
and now they're buds.
Things change.
Hey, look, I ain't going to lie. If they started scratching me a check to do play-by-play,
I'd be like,
that's my guy.
You'd be like, you Bill Warren it?
Hell yeah.
James Harden, the best player to ever touch a basketball. That's what you
ever
saying.
Barry, imagine how easy
every
the show
stat
would be.
Earned it. Hashtag
because you
earned
are
it.
Our resident analytics guy.
Yes.
But imagine how easy the show would be instead of you doing all that work if you just got all your stats off of Twitter and regurgitated them on the air.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be easy?
That would be pretty easy. Yeah. Does somebody do that?
I'm just throwing it out there. Hey, we got plenty more to get to in the big show as we continue to motor on. If there's something on your mind that you want to participate with us and be a usual suspect with, give us a call, 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line. Call, text, or you can hit us up on Twitter. We're the usual suspects. Back with more ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the show, ESPN Radio, The Usual Suspects. Every day, 1 to 4 o'clock, Joel, Barry, and Nick with you. I got to say, I don't know if you were listening to the commercials. I was listening to the commercials because I listened to everything.
Yeah.
Well, and it said you can bet on e-game sports now.
You can.
That blows my mind that you can actually bet on dudes playing video games.
And I've never done it, but I do want to at least attempt.
You would bet on that?
Just to see if I can.
I am not putting my money in the hands of these dorks. I'm not doing that.
I don't understand. What?
We're on the air, buddy. We're on the air, bud.
We're live, bro.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're back. Come back from break yet.
Yeah. Joel just comes in. You know what I don't get?
Thank God
women.
He didn't swear.
What can you do?
That happened a couple weeks ago, too, where I went to Barry. I thought you were just talking to Nick and didn't realize my bathroom break took longer than I thought.
No. I was bringing us back and getting
Every
us going.
NBA
and then you
team
just come in
e-gaming.
And.
E-gaming.
They have,
They have an e-gaming team.
Well, that's what I was telling him while you were out. I was saying that you can bet on e-gaming now as some of these bookies. Like, we have a commercial that just ran at our break where you can bet on UFC, you can bet on MMA, you can bet on e-gaming. I'm like,
I can analyze how good you are by watching your video game.
And I'm not, you can watch
but
them on Stitch, right?
It?
Is it
no,
Stitch?
I'm just joking.
Is it Stitch?
It's Twitch and Mixer are the two big ones.
Twitch. I'm not putting my money in the hands of these dorks. No way.
They can tank it on you too, Nick.
No way.
They can be on the take.
Yeah, they could. They could.
I bet you can't guess which general manager is just geeky enough to really be engaged in his e-gaming team. Saw that on Twitter. Why aren't you worried about the trade deadline and not worried about your joystick,
Dang.
Big dog?
Joel just brought Throw Shade Thursday over here to this show. Look at him.
Don't worry about your joystick, big dog.
That's exactly what I said.
I know. I just
you worry more about the trade deadline than your joystick, big dog.
Nate said, not sure, but Beaumont used to have a comedy club, so it does need Barry to come down and do a show. The 409 demands that Barry is funny. I was down there not too long ago. Where the hell were y'all? I did a show at Sugar's.
Right.
I did a show at Sugar's, and like four listeners came.
Aren't you doing a couple shows at the World Gyms as part of the weight loss challenge?
Absolutely not.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
But Nate, I was there, bro. Where were you? Nate, you got to come to the joke joint Friday, February 9th, Nate. You got to come out there. It's not that far of a drive. I know that I know some listeners from Beaumont are coming. The Popes, I know, will be there without a doubt. because
yeah,
they support.
They do support
they
us.
They do support.
No question about
and
it.
And I don't know that I've sold out that Friday 8 o'clock show yet, so I need you guys to get on it. I need you guys out there listening that have always said you wanted to come see me do stand-up. Now's the time. We got to make this happen, all right? So I need you to just go. Actually, the easiest way is just go to barryisfunny.com. Just go there. There's links. You can click on it to get tickets and the show information. But Friday, February 9th at 8 o'clock at the Joke Joint, let's do this. I'm going to give away tickets.
Yep.
Maybe starting today, but through the show, I'll give away tickets to that show. But go buy them. There's a coupon code and all that. Go do it, please.
Yeah, for sure.
Please come out.
You're always great about supporting us, but support things like that. It helps. Yeah. Because, by the way, I have noticed on all of the different responses and comments based on all the different postings on this Radio Row fiasco, most people are saying quietly ESPN is getting better and better by the day and enjoying the hell out of this because it just makes them look like true professionals.
Well, we're classy.
Yeah, and they're taking over. I love hearing that.
We hold the microphones with our pinky up. That's how fancy we are over here. We're very fancy.
Patrick Creighton just holds it with two hands the entire time. That was scary. He held it yesterday.
It's weird that he cupped it like it had testicles. I don't know why you do that with a microphone.
Yeah, you kind of held it the same way as me held it.
You had to go there, didn't you?
Well, she was describing it on the air. It's not like I was. Well,
I can tell you this. There's a lot of people that want to describe it in detail.
He licked it. He actually put it in his...
No, not Patrick Creighton.
No, that was you.
Yeah, not Patrick Creighton. There's a lot of our listeners that are big fans of Esme.
Oh, yeah. People love Esme.
Yep.
Yes, they do.
As well they should. She's a great lady.
Absolutely. Wonderful woman.
Yep. Nick even brought her lunch today from Cowboys
and
Indians.
That's right.
I did. I hooked her up some of them non-quesadillas.
That's right.
Are we taking one of these callers?
Let's do these calls.
Who would you like to go to first, Nicholas?
Football or basketball?
Let's do Benny since we've been talking basketball. Okay. Let's go to Benny.
Benny, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? I'll be real quick. I don't have any solutions or answers, but a few thoughts that I was having with the whole LeBron Golden State thing. The concerns that I think a lot of people are voicing is that it is in some way making the playing field unfair. And to my understanding, roles of commissioners being an extension of ownership are that to make sure that the integrity or the sanctity of competition is always held paramount. Whenever Stern was a commissioner, he blocked a trade for Chris Paul to the Lakers.
Save Daryl Morey's ass.
Voicing some sort of unfair competitive advantage. Do you think that with Adam Silver, that there is some sort of loophole that these players may be exploiting, or if the owners are going to actually step in and prevent this from happening? Because I kind of think if it doesn't stop, it's going to force other stars to do the same thing just to stay competitive against the super teams where we will marginalize all the small markets or the teams that don't have superstars to where we'll have, you know, maybe 4 or 6 teams left.
Well, but this is the problem.
Before I go, I do want to say that there's never unfair competition at the Red House.
Love it.
Thank you, Benny.
That ended so beautifully. Benny sounded really smart, and then he dropped that Red House, and he really sounded smart at that point.
He just bounced it out.
Oh, that was beautiful. Good job, Benny.
We had these conversations, and the same kind of logic that you just put into that call, Benny, was coming out with those points when LeBron went to Miami the first time. And guys have thought about this. And I think that the one thing that they have to be careful about is, yeah, the league would like to probably curtail this before it gets out of hand. But at the same time, it's just like anybody else's freedom to be able to move to whatever company makes an offer and do the, you get into labor laws and everything like that. But I don't think that they can do that. You can't, because then it's going to be like, well, what's your criteria for basing it on? Is it a superstar? And do you have to have certain stat totals to be a quote unquote superstar? And superstars can't leave? It's too tricky and it'll never happen. That's my take.
And I think, you know, he was talking about the integrity of the game and the competition and everything else. I think you have to be very careful when you start allowing the NBA to determine who can be on what teams based on fairness. You have instituted a salary cap for a reason, and the salary cap is there for several reasons. It doesn't give any one team a competitive advantage over another team to a certain degree. Now, I know you can pay luxury tax if you go over, but there's a penalty for that. So you can, in a way, it eliminates the issue that is in baseball, where the Tampa Bay Rays can't compete with the New York Yankees because they don't make the same amount of money. So you have that. Well, but when you start allowing the commissioner to say, well, that's not fair, but we'll allow this trade and that trade, you start setting a precedence that you're letting the league office dictate how the competition is going to play out, and I think that's a bad thing.
Yeah, no doubt about it, because look, the other thing that you forgot in terms of the cap and everything else is also the fact that looking out for small market teams, they've made sure that if you draft a player and he becomes a superstar, only you can pay him more than anybody else to try and make an effort to keep guys in those small markets and entice them financially to stay put rather than going out and exploring, because if they do, they'll have to take less money. So the league has done all that they can within the laws to try and curtail guys creating super teams. But, you know, even the trade that you mentioned, Barry, how Stern was scrutinized over and over again, because look at the track record. How many times has that been done? Not very often.
Nope.
And by the way, like I mentioned, I'm not kidding. He saved Daryl Morey's ass. Because if that trade goes through, you probably never see James Harden here. You never see Dwight Howard here.
That was the deal
you
where
never see
Gasol and Odom would have came to Houston, right?
Gasol for sure, and I believe you're right, Lamar Odom. Yeah, and then you gave away Scola, you gave away Kevin Martin, you gave away draft picks, you gave away all these different things that would not have allowed you to pull off the other moves and made the other deals. So sometimes you can be the best number cruncher in the world and you need a little luck. That was a lucky move that Stern kiboshed that trade.
Yeah. See, again, that's the thing. How does that play with the integrity of a league? If a team is going to go Cleveland Browns itself and do something stupid by moving players and getting players that they shouldn't get, who are you to step in and prevent them from harming themselves and their team? Oh, it's not fair. Well, who cares? I mean, if as long as it falls under the rules of the salary cap and nothing else is illegal, Why are you tampering? It's almost like tampering.
But if you do, you
can't save GMs from themselves.
I will say this though: the flip side of that, and I totally get what you're saying, and I'm all for that. At the flip side of that, it will contribute to the fact that the NBA is top heavy, and that it continues to be a very predictable league, and that you know who's going to go into the playoffs, where they're going to be seated, if they're going to get to the first or the second round, all that other stuff. You know, it just makes it that much more difficult.
I mean, it does, but that's just. What else are you going to do? I mean, there's nothing else you can do. There's a salary cap, and if you can get the best players on the planet and get two or three of them under your salary cap, and you're frugal enough to go out and find guys with what's left that can play well and fill a role, why should you be penalized with anybody? I don't like it, because you're right. Every year you go in, there's no parity in the NBA. You think, well, these four teams are going to be in it. But it's up to the other teams to go out there and do the same.
Well, and at the end of the day, too, the one thing that you can't take away is freedom of choice. The freedom of choice for players that get to choose, hey, I'm willing to take less to go play where I want to play. Or I'm willing to, you know, it's just like we said with buyouts. If you're lucky with a contract buyout like Greg Monroe could choose any team in the league. But it's his choice, not the league's choice. Right. You can't get into all that.
Can't say it's not fair for him to go there.
That's right. All right, we're at the halfway point of the show, so we got 90 in the rear view and 90 still to go. That means we'll take a quick break. You can't too. When we come back, we'll get into a little healthy living and a little healthy eating. We'll talk some Usual Suspects weight loss challenge, and we'll talk about a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5. Yeah.
ESPN 97.5.
This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on the Usual Suspects, coming out of the halftime break. 90 in the rear view, 90 still to go in the big show. And, of course, you know by now about the Usual Suspects and our weight loss challenge. It has been fantastic. We have had a ton of you guys sign up. And not just sign up, but the results that we're seeing pouring in have been absolutely fantastic. The Facebook page is filled up nightly and daily with everything from meal tips to healthy living to workouts.
To a game at your gym that we're going to have, right?
No, Mike from Get Me, look at me. Easy before you commit me to opening up my gym to everybody.
What? I don't understand.
Look at me, get me, pick me, all of them.
We can get to that at some point, but what we want to get to right now is our good friend from Healthy Gourmet, Barry Foree, is here. And Barry is the guy that got involved with us right away and jumped on board and said, hey, I love this concept, and I think that we can work together and make something work. And Barry, you've already seen a lot of people jump on board, so this is good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it's been great. Thanks for having me, and we're happy to be a part of the whole challenge.
So how did the concept of HealthyGourmet.com come about? I mean, we know that there's been others that have done this, but you guys have it a little bit different.
Yeah, yeah. So we're all about basically Healthy Gourmet Your Way is, first of all, our meals are delicious.
Yes, they are.
They don't leave the building. You know, we don't make recipes that are just bland food. But also your way, because there's customizability. We know that there isn't just one diet that fits every single person. Mm-hmm. So we give people choices. We have an extensive menu. You can build meals where you can kind of assemble it. If you will, like a pizza, you could pick your protein, meats, seasonings, veggies, and what kind of carb you want or none. Some carb option meals. You got some calorie control. So yeah, there's a lot of customizability in there.
So it's like an a la carte built into every meal.
Yeah, and order as you want. You can order one meal or you can order as many as you like.
That's what we're talking about in the break. You need to tell people about that, because a lot of people think that when they get involved with anybody that makes these meals, that literally you are on a meal plan and you have to do it a certain way. And yours is completely opposite of that. The whole Healthy Gourmet process is we throw that out the window and we cater to the buyer.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I actually tried a lot of these different meal delivery services myself, and just the, I don't know, lack of a better word, I guess, sales tactics. You know, you're kind of locked into a program or you can't easily cancel it. You know, there's no commitment when you order from us. It's same as walking into a store, but convenience of online.
Now, what's one tip? Because some folks are going to, you know, a supplement, right? Like they'll have a meal from Healthy Gourmet at lunch and then maybe their own dinner. And since you guys have come up with, all right, a meal and a way to be healthy and eat within a certain calorie limit or what have you, what's something that if folks are cooking at home, and since you know how to prepare a healthy meal, what's some advice that you could give somebody?
Yeah, so I mean, I'm just kind of speaking as a guy, you know, I like to eat a decent portion of food. Sure. And if we're talking about just calorie control, easy way of having a decent sized meal. And a healthy meal is including a lot of veggies, lean proteins. You know, fat has a lot of calories. Doesn't mean fat's necessarily bad, but you know, a lot of people, if you're actually trying to lose weight, even gain lean muscle, you might be working out. Just look for some good lean protein options. Fill your plate with veggies. Find creative ways. You know, one thing that we do is we make a lot of different sauces ourselves, lots of seasonings. And, you know, if something's real flavorful, you're going to be more, you're going to be more satisfied with your meal as well, right?
I was going to say, because anybody can eat veggies, but look, I don't like broccoli. I don't want to just eat spinach. I don't want to, like when you had the sweet potato lasagna, right?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, I like lasagna, but I like sweet potatoes. I don't know about it together, but you replace the pasta with a sweet potato. That makes them both taste better and be healthier. But so what are some ways that you can spice up a veggie without just eating like just a piece of broccoli that's boiled?
Yeah, I mean, easiest thing to do is just think of some spices you may have in your cabinet. One great idea that people do a lot, say cauliflower, curry powder and cauliflower go great together. Put some acid, some lemon with it. Same on chicken. You know, instead of just having a bland seasoned piece of chicken, there's lots of different sauces out there that you can make that aren't high in calorie, but full of flavor, you know.
Well, how do you guys balance the calories too? Because the thing that I said, to Barry's point, if there's a certain vegetable you don't like, but a lot of people forget that when they're making a salad, they'll put broccoli and all the vegetables, but then they kill it because of the dressing and what kind of dressing and how much they use. So how do you balance that with sauces to know that you do want that flavorful taste that keeps you going back for more, but you don't want it in the process to lose the calorie counting and the healthy part of it?
So I think where a lot of people go wrong is loading things up with olive oil. Olive oil is it's a good fat, it's a healthy fat, but it's you know, per gram 9 calories for fat. So it's easy to overdo it. What you asked me on the other side was
like instead of salad dressings and things that like they have a lot of high you need all the vegetables you want, but you put the heavy dose of salad dressing and it's a fatty salad dressing, you lose a lot.
Or sugar. You know, the other thing is loading it up with carbs, simple carbs. You know, try and replace something with complex carbs. So instead of having, say, that piece of bread or tortilla. It's okay to have carbs, but maybe mix it up with some beans or a good complex carb, and it's going to fill you up, and you're going to feel full longer as well.
I was going to say, I love bread. Don't take bread away.
I mean, it's not like you can't eat bread, but we work with a lot of different dietitians and MDs and nutritionists across Houston, and we interview them. We do a video series we're working on, Mo included. Yeah, he's a great guy. He actually put us on to you guys. But the common theme with everybody is it's just in moderation. You know, don't overdo it. It doesn't mean that one thing is bad. You don't want to latch on to a single idea and make it really hard for yourself to achieve the diet. But everything is in moderation. So and I think that's a lot of the way that our menu is designed is, you know, we don't try and just exclude lots of different menu items. We categorize it so that if you do have a certain dietary need, we've got something for you and you're easily guided to it.
Now, I know that you guys have breakfast and you have the options that you can have for lunch or dinner. Is there any desserts that I can get that are delicious?
Not at the moment.
Damn it. I need some desserts that I can eat.
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of, man, think of so many different desserts that are out there, but yeah, we
fruit.
I think the part
it's not a dessert.
Put some
both of you see, stop.
Put some chili on it.
Yeah. Both of you stop.
With the right topping. You can.
I lived in San Antonio for 7 years, and yeah, there was a lot of fruit with chili.
No, nobody listening right now is driving around going, you know what? They're right. I think I will have some fruit for dessert. No, I'm talking
pineapple.
About like fat free, you know, yogurt ice cream or something that's more like a dessert. Man, we got to work on that.
Yeah,
we
got
to get
right.
You guys to get us at least one dessert.
We've still got some time on the challenge,
like
so we
should
work on that.
Sugar-free pudding, maybe? Is that not? No, because
well,
there's no sugar.
Of the challenge, though,
fat-free, sugar-free?
Yeah, huh? I have to be honest. You know, there's a lot of recipe ideas out there for baking, for healthy items.
Okay.
I'm a chocolate guy. I like just to have like a square of dark chocolate.
I can do that? That's healthy?
Yeah. I mean, it's chocolate isn't unhealthy.
Depends on
there's
when
antioxidants
you have it, how much
in it.
You have.
Yeah. I mean, like, maybe 1,200-calorie slice of chocolate cheesecake. You know, that's going to kind of blow your diet. But
go ahead
a couple squares
of
dark chocolate or, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
In moderation, like I said.
Because we mentioned the challenge, but you've had a lot of great feedback from the listeners as well that are on this challenge. But give people an idea. I think you said there's an email coming out or something like that because people are pretty fired up, too, about getting their meals.
Yeah, so if you're a participant in the challenge, you went to the weigh-in, you're going to be getting an email today, if you haven't already, that's you're going to get 3 free meals from Healthy Gourmet, basically a day to help you out. All you have to do is pay shipping. And you can order more meals if you like, but you're going to get at least 3 free meals from us. So shipped to your door.
And there's also a deal that you have, I guess, for anybody.
Right. So right now we're running for ESPN. Buy 10 meals, get 3 free.
Nice.
So buy 10 or more, you're going to get 3 of them free. And then, again, we get free shipping after $99 on any order.
So give everybody how to reach you in terms of – because, again, this is not a retail. This is strictly –
Right. So healthygourmet.com. Mm-hmm. If you haven't gone there yet, please go check us out. We ship anywhere in Texas. So, it comes UPS straight to your door. We use this unique packaging that's actually – it's vacuum sealed in the containers. I'm sure you guys have been eating the food.
Yep.
So
yeah. You got the little dome of goodness. It's like this – I don't know how you guys do it, but the plastic never comes off, which kind of weirded me out a little bit. And then there's this, but it cooks it right.
Right. So not only does it cook it, it steams the food instead of just microwaving it. It lasts in the fridge longer. So you've got 10 days from the time that you get it without freezing it. So if you're not going to get to it, you can freeze the meals, but you've got up to 10 days to enjoy the food.
My favorite is the breakfast. I had the Texas. At first, I thought, wait a minute, this doesn't sound, but it's the Texas chili turkey bowl.
Right.
That's my favorite for breakfast. It's really good.
For breakfast? Because I was going to say, the other thing that I use the Texas, turkey chili is, put it over something else.
Oh no!
I use that as a sauce.
Now, well, we've got a Texas chili as one of the carb options, and shameless shout out, we actually won first place in New Mexico for our chili sauce.
Really?
It's called the SCOVI Awards. Yeah.
Nice.
So that's one of my personal favorites. Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that though, but I use that as a sauce. Put that over something else. And
see, why are you being smarter than me? Well, it's not allowed.
It's just another day in paradise. Barry, we appreciate you stopping in. And again, let everybody know they can reach you on social media. They can get you on Twitter. They can get you via the email and also on the internet.
Awesome. And we didn't mention that code for the buy 10, get 3 free is ESPNWIN. Just ESPN enter it at checkout. Yep.
Cool deal.
There you go. Barry Foree of Healthy Gourmet stopping in. Part of the challenge. You should be too. If you are, make sure you stay on your meal plan and your workouts because we're seeing a lot of good results from you guys. That's what we do on Thursdays at 2:30. We're always going to have someone that gives you some healthy tips. That's what we did with Barry today, and we'll be doing another one next week, Thursday. So tune in for that, if not for the entire show. It's The Usual Suspects back with more right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects as we're almost wrapping up hour number two of the three-hour extravaganza. It's been a good-spirited show, as always, as we continue to bounce around, run the gamut, and get you every bit of information and entertainment that we possibly can. Appreciate Barry again stopping in from Healthy Gourmet, giving you guys a bunch of good information and some great meals because, like I said, in our production meeting, two of the three of us are religious about the way we're eating healthy and staying on these meals, and that's right. They are always in the microwave, and they are good.
Yeah, me and Barry are doing a really good job.
No, that wouldn't be you. No, you stick
coming
to
in
the
with smash burger,
smash burgers and fries,
fried
and
chicken.
Really, all I have is I'm basing everything on what you guys are saying. You guys are eating. I don't know that you guys are eating healthy at home.
You know damn well I look sexier than I did 2 weeks ago. You know damn well
your idea of healthy diet food is a kid size meal instead of the
what
regular
did he just get
meal?
Through saying everything in moderation. Everything portion size.
I don't
everything.
Think
you're looking for the term portion control. You don't have that either.
Well, that's moderation, portion control. They kind of go hand in hand.
If you eat three Happy Meals a day with burgers and fries, that's not going to be healthy just because you had smaller burgers and fries.
Well, it's not three of them in a day. It might
be one time. You get three kids meals and say, well, I only got a kids meal, but you eat them all three at one time.
No.
You do. You like
spread out.
You're like Wimpy on Popeye where you got burgers stacked on top of each other. I'm glad to play you Tuesday.
He has no idea what you're talking about
right clue,
now.
Right?
That is completely out of his wheelhouse. He wasn't even alive, I don't believe.
I know. I'm ashamed I know that.
I imagine the stacked burgers on top of each other, but other than that.
That sounded good.
Yeah.
It's a reference from the cartoon Popeye.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Just want to let you know, Nick. We appreciate you waiting patiently. Not Nick behind the glass that eats nothing like
junk.
Yeah. Nick eats his ass off. Nick, good, what's up?
I thought you were going to say something else. What's up, Nick?
All right, y'all. So, y'all already know that I'm a huge Eagles fan.
Yes, we do.
And I'm as crazy as they get. So I came up with this theory. There's been a backup quarterback to win the Super Bowl in almost every decade except for the '60s, right? So, just going off of that, I think that this is the Eagles' year because of Nick Foles, and it hasn't been done in the tens yet. So, I just want to know if I'm crazy or
well, Nick. First of all, we already know you're crazy, and I think you're trying to convince yourself that you're looking for extra reasons why they're going to win. But I got to ask you before we go any further on your question: the hell is up with your fans? The one thing that we've all said that is a drawback from pulling from what otherwise would be a natural connection to an underdog is your fans are a-holes.
Yeah, I mean, but, that's like the entire city of Philadelphia. But, there's
just
those
the fans.
Guys everywhere. They just shine in Philadelphia.
Y'all booed a baby. You booed a baby.
You threw full beer cans at the other team's fans just for walking in the stadium.
I wasn't there. I can't comment.
Oh, no,
you're associated
with
them. That's exactly right.
How do you boo? Hey, bleep you, baby, for wearing a Vikings onesie that your parents put you in. Boo!
Alcohol.
It's a baby.
Lots and lots of alcohol.
Okay. Yeah. That
the cops caught
sounds
me
about right.
Fighting in the parking lot. I'm going to punch his horse.
Not once. They had two different incidents where a horse got punched.
Jeez.
In Philly, they punched a horse not one time. Twice in a week.
Oh, by the way, if you can't find Viking fans, you start punching each other.
Nick.
you know, it's always sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, Nick, I think just on karma alone, you guys are going to lose. But I will tell you.
Hey, you know.
Listen, I think I was, for my article on Sports Map today, I just basically did a statistical comparison between the Patriots and the Eagles and how similar these two teams are statistically throughout the year. Now, you do have to put the asterisk on it that a lot of the offensive stats that the Eagles compiled were with Carson Wentz. But I also kind of pointed out that in the playoffs, the Eagles have done some things offensively as well that I think surprised a lot of people. But I think, to me, this whole game comes down to turnovers, because otherwise these teams defensively are very similar. Offensively, when they're clicking and based off of what they did points-wise throughout the year, they're very similar. Even getting after the quarterback, I think the 36-35 in sacks. The difference is takeaways. The Eagles turn people over a lot, 31 throughout the year.
You saw it in the Minnesota
game. Yeah, Patriots only turned over 18 times on defense. Yeah. And then it's the reverse on offense. The Eagles gave it away 20 times. Patriots take care of the ball in 12. And it sounds cliche, but this game comes down to who turns the ball over. That's it. I mean, otherwise, I think Tom Brady's probably not going to be that guy. I hate to tell you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's like never that guy. He's just Brady.
Yeah. But I think it's going to be close. I kind of predicted. I finally did my prediction in the article today. I have the Patriots winning, but I think it's 24-21, which means if the Eagles can turn Brady over or get a fumble or something like that, then I think there's a legitimate chance that they win the game.
Okay.
Sounds good. And that's still beating the spread, so that's good.
There you go.
When are you leaving for Minneapolis?
You are crazy, my friend. I'm not going up there.
All right, just checking. I thought you had some beer cans to throw.
Yeah, right. Go over there and punch a baby. There you go.
All right, Nick. Appreciate it. Good luck to you in the Super Bowl. Appreciate you listening to the show.
Have you done a prediction yet? Have you sat down and decided how you think it's going to go all that?
This morning, I was talking to some people that were interested and started to break it down a little bit. I really see this game as being a close game. But the only difference from where I am to where you just said you were is I still see New England winning by a touchdown late.
Okay.
I see whether it's a late touchdown in a close game or they ice it away. But I think that a close game, and I completely agree with you in your breakdown of the fact that turnovers are going to be so key. And I don't expect Foles to be Bortles, where you've got to baby him through the entire offense and dummy it down and hope that he can make a couple of good throws. He still was a starting quarterback in this league. He's proven he can make throws. I just think that, because I give Philadelphia's defense the nod over the Patriots, but I give New England's offense, because of Brady, the nod over the Eagles.
Of course.
I think when it comes down to it and you look at it, Belichick always tries to take away what the Eagles' strength is, and that's going to be the running game. So Belichick's going to try and take away and minimize as much of the running game as possible and then try and put Foles in some uncomfortable situations. I don't think New England's going to get the pass rush. I really don't. But I do think that, and I do
you don't think New England's going to put pressure
on
Philly, on Foles,
on Foles. Okay. I don't think of their defense that way. Now Harrison, from time to time, situationally, he might be able to do some things, but overall, he's not going to be long. He's not going to be Cox. He's not going to be the guys on the defensive line for the Eagles that make them special. But overall, when you look at it, to me, I just think that if you take away the running game and your corners play well, it's going to be a little tougher than New England moving the ball down the field when he's got Gronkowski as his, you know, his safety blanket. And he's just so great when they steal the signals about being able to read what the defense is bringing at him.
Well, if you're curious, I mean, from a turnovers perspective, the Patriots, so Brady hasn't thrown an interception in the playoffs. He didn't have any against Tennessee, and they also didn't fumble the ball. So they had no turnovers. In that game, they won 35-14 against the Jags. Deion Lewis had the one fumble, but that's a guy that rarely fumbles too. So he had the one fumble loss, no interceptions from Brady. So they've had one turnover in two games. On the other side of the ball, I think the Vikings, in the Vikings game, Philly didn't have any fumbles, no interceptions. But against the Falcons, I want to say they lost two fumbles. So, and that game was a lot closer. It was 15-10. The defenses played well. The offense didn't do much, but they turned the ball over. That's why at the end of the day, I think if they can continue to be disciplined, which the Patriots always are, it's just a game of turnovers. And it's it's so cliche, but I think it's never been more true than this one. And I could be wrong, but just
glove or not, you have to have faith in the fact that the GOAT is not going to just be kicking it away.
Yeah.
And that's something that you got to keep an eye on. I totally agree. And look, even a guy like Ajayi, however you say his last name, the bottom line was, first time he was in a situation with a big-time game, got a little fumbly.
Yep.
You know, Patriots guys, you know, if you're Deion Lewis and you cough it up, Belichick's going to say, I don't care what you've done prior to that fumble, he's going to sit your ass on the side for, and he's going to put White in there or somebody else, because that's just not the way the Patriots do it. They're professional in going about this. So it'll be interesting to see. I just hope it's a good game. I really do. Because I hope that everybody has to endure the Minneapolis cold all week. Gets at least to be rewarded at the end with a hell of a stadium and a good game.
Me too.
So there
and
you have
snacks.
It.
Lots and lots of food and snacks.
Speaking of food, by the way, for all of our health challenge and eating healthy, the greatest thing in the world is the fact that, as you guys know, I do a cheat day on for a cheat meal on Sunday nights. Well, I'm proud to say that my favorite pizza place is back on board, Fallible Brothers Pizza. And if you are looking for Super Bowl specials as you're having people over to your house and you want Fallible Brothers Pizza, all you've got to do is get in contact with them. And they're online now. You can go FallibleBrothers.com and they can help you. Or you can just get with them. They are at Sweetwater Boulevard in Sugarland. If you're out there by me and Nick out in the Sugarland area, all you got to do is get to Sweetwater Boulevard in 59. And Hani and his staff out at Fallible Brothers is going to take great care of you. And I'm telling you, it is the best pizza in town. I've tried them all, and I'm telling you, you got to try. I'm a big fan of their deep dish, and I go deep dish, and I go pepperoni, mushrooms, onions, ground beef, all the fixings. You can do it any way you want, but their deep dish is better than any place I've tasted in this city. And I'm telling you, they do it New York style, too. You can have it any way you want it. And they have some of their specialty pizzas as well. Stuffed pizza, the Slaughterhouse Five, mac and cheese, Italian Stallion, barbecued chicken or chicken Alfredo. They also have salads like the Tony Falboni. They have hot subs like the Italian beef sandwich. And don't forget the famous Falzones and cheese bread. I'm telling you, you go in, you check them out. Fallible Brothers is the place to get the pizzas. My family loves our cheat meals from Fallible Brothers. You'll love it when you check them out, too. And by the way, mention me, mention the usual suspects, mention ESPN. They're going to be doing some great specials over Super Bowl. So all you got to do is contact them online or give them a call on the phone, and they'll make sure they fill you in on those specials, and we'll take care of you with those, too. Because if you're a listener of ours, they're going to take care of you and treat you right. It's Fallible Brothers Pizza in Sugarland. Check them out.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.